Yes, yes, yes. We are live on the Beer Battle Show for Planet FM 104.6. And joining me right now, we have our very own and amazing Emma Huang, who is an icon when it comes to pageantry, when it comes to modeling, when it comes to all things fashion. We have her right here on the Beer Battle Show, tuning in via phone. And we are just super excited for her to be coming through to Aukalani, yes, this coming Sunday, for a very huge model casting that's happening on the 29th of March, this coming Sunday. But before we get into that, I'd like to introduce you all to the beautiful Emma. Kia ora and morena, Emma, how are we doing?
Hi, hello, Rani and Naska, and hello, everyone in the air. And yeah, it's Emma here. I have been overseas for nearly 6 months, and so excited to come back here and bring the extreme casting.
Wow, we are super excited as well. You know, this is such a global opportunity for a lot of our talent here in Aotearoa, but also just a lot of our women and our, you know, talent that don't really get to see or experience the global international stage. And for you to be traveling all around the world and then bringing your mahi and your work here to Aotearoa is a huge opportunity. And before we get into that, Emma, please just share a little about how it was like traveling around and being out of Aotearoa.
Oh, the travel, yeah, that was exciting. Yeah, I have been to different Asian countries. Yeah, because, you know, like, I'm from China, so I'm back to China. And in China, we have different, like, fashion weeks, and it's very exciting, and different designers, and it's very international. And then I've gone to Dubai and Thailand, and also last November, December, I've been to the Paris, in Netherlands, in London. And I have the chance to talk to different, you know, like, fashion icons. And it's really, really exciting. And however I can see, you know, I first stepped in New Zealand in 1999. And all the journey, you know, like nearly 30 years, always been in the fashion industry. I know we do have very talented, like, models, designers, and we can see our models, they just need a chance. They just need a stage.
100%. And, you know, in regards to the mahi that you do and the work that you do, you've been in this industry for 20 years plus. You've been working around the pageant community. You've been a director in etiquette department, catwalk, a coach. You've also got a professional side of skills that have been recognized outside of Aotearoa globally. And just to have that here in New Zealand is just a testament to your work, Emma. So thank you so much. First of all, my first question, Emma, is what is this model casting all about, and what is this opportunity towards a supermodel global international happening in China? What's that all about, just for our community to be aware of?
Okay, yes, sure. So the Supermodel Global, it's the first year coming into New Zealand. This is the 10th anniversary, and so it will be extremely, like, very grand stage to be designed, you know, for international final. So that's why, you know, I am very excited to, you know, back to New Zealand and giving us opportunities. Because for this one, we are casting. So on Sunday, we're going to cast, and we will select about 23 to 25 contestants going into final. We're going to have our New Zealand, you know, like our Supermodel Global. And we will select, you know, the title will be the crowd winner and top 10 New Zealand supermodels and New Zealand supermodel ambassadors. So all contestants being selected to final will got a title. And also we have sponsor brands coming in. They will select ambassadors from the contestants. I think it's really great. And so, you know, models who has been selected, yeah, we would provide a training, a one section training before the final, and then on the final, I think it will be an exciting night because during the week, and the models were going into a designers for fitting, and then there will be a great shows in after the final, the 3 to 6 models will be invited to going international, going to China in May. The 6 days journey, they'll be free. So I think it's such a great chance, you know, for our local models to have the opportunity to go in, go international. And very exciting to see, to meet our, like, meet our potential models and to see, to witness how they start, you know, become green, shiny on the stage.
That is super exciting, Emma. And just to have that, you know, in East Tamaki, let alone having the location be so clear and near to a lot of the talent here in Aotearoa is super awesome. Right. And Emma, in regards to this opportunity, what does it mean for the caliber of talent here in Aotearoa? Because we have local events that happen here, like New Zealand Fashion Week, or we have local shows that in community. Yes. But what's your intake on taking it to the next level and, you know, grasping upon the opportunity that can give you that spotlight on a global scale?
Yes. And because I think our New Zealand models, they need to be seen. So once they go international, and especially this time, the international final is in China. And I hope our local models, they have more job opportunities. Because I know they will become popular and have more job opportunities once they go international. So for this one, agency models is also, it's also welcome to our casting. And they just need to write their agencies in. Once they have been set as an ambassador, they have any paid job, we directly like talk to their agency. So for this one, that wherever you are, freelance models or you are agency models, all welcome. We are looking forward to meet you.
I love that, Emma, and I think it's a true testament to the amount of work that you've done in the industry, and it brings me to, like, when we, you know, Emma, when we speak about the industry, I don't think a lot of our community or the talent or a lot of our people quite understand how hard it is to crack, make it in this industry, let alone connect with the right people from a global perspective and, you know, bring that talent back to Aotearoa. And I wanted to ask you, Emma, you know, how massive is this opportunity for talent that want to, you know, get global exposure? Because this is literally jumping from local to international. And for those that aren't aware, if you're tuning in on the Be About It show, it's really hard to connect with people who are actually in the international stage. And to have a connecting voice like Emma is super important. But from your perspective, Emma, if you can discuss more on that note.
Yeah, and we are very super excited. Like, we just have iMagazine being our corporate media. And I think iMagazine has been, in this industry, you know, as a luxury life and fashion magazine, like for now it's coming into the 30th anniversary. And they have their express, you know, going overseas, like to Australia. And now they also open their steps into Asian markets. So I'm very exciting to announce that now we work with iMagazine. And then also for our New Zealand contest, there will be reported, you know, the overseas media as well. So that's how, you know, for this chance, you know, all contestants or even like casting, because we will have our casting posted overseas as well. Because the headquarters, we keep close connected. And now we already start, you know, we have models coming to us. We already start to send the models want to come to casting, already sending their information overseas. So it's a really great chance, to be seen and to be connected. And also, it's not just about this year, because we were doing this, you know, we start this is the first year. So once it's just a started, so we open the door, so we can looking for, like, in the future, like, more overseas brands that were looking to our New Zealand models, our fans, and to make all connected. more international job opportunities. Because I used to work with some Chinese agencies as well. Because it's possible, like we can invite models overseas, like from New Zealand, Australia, so going into China to stay for maybe 30 days or 3 months. And then they will find jobs for, they have jobs for models. And that would be the future.
Wow, that's super exciting. And Emma, you also wanted to speak more on the casting itself. So I can see here, if you are wanting to cast, I can see the details here. It's happening this coming Sunday, the 29th of March. And it's got here 1400. So that's 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This is 13 Arwin Place, East Tamaki, and they are asking you all to wear black. And for this opportunity, Emma, is it just for females only or males as well, if you can clarify and specify that part?
Well, it's for male as well. So female, male, and age 16 plus.
16.
So who has passion in runway, yeah, welcome.
Stunning. So for those that are tuning in right now on the Be About It show, we are live with the iconic Emma Huang, who is speaking more about the amazing opportunity of the Supermodel Global International Finals that will be held in China. But there is a casting that is happening this coming Sunday on the 29th of March. And we're going to get more into that. You know, Emma, just to speak on this opportunity again for international finals, how did this come to light? Like, how did you connect and create the dots for this global gala to happen on the 6th of April?
Well, for 6th of April, it will be the New Zealand final. So now we have our sponsors on board, and we have Jazz, the gown designer, and I think, yeah, most of you already know Jazz. Yeah, I love his collection. And he has some new designs, and they will be, showing on our final. So for NZ final, we have medians on board, we have designer, we have, and then we will have our contestants. They will have three rounds of shows, of three rounds of runway. And so there was a big show to be expected. And then once we have a casting, and once we finish our casting on Sunday, we will start selected, and we will discuss with the overseas headquarters, and we will select the right set and the right model into the final. So once they've been selected, they will go to designers for fitting, and then also on the day we will have our videos, cameras ready. So I think there will be a glory night, and it's a super exciting for that. And also we are looking for, now we are talking to like overseas sponsors as well. So it's very likely like they will sponsor our local models, not just the winners, because we have three crown winners. However, we are selecting, you know, like between maybe six or even eight models if they are all like very good presentations, and they were very personalized to me. They will set them and send them overseas for some patch jobs. And we are discussing that. And once any updates, I will let you know, and we will post that. So I think this Sunday, yeah, don't miss it. Do come to us. We want to meet you, like all models. Yeah, we can see your potentials and show us.
I love that, Emma. And, you know, on that note, Emma, yeah, for this model casting, what else is coming up for 2026 on your end that you'd like to share to our community? Because I know that you've got some products that you were working on at your last previous show that was happening last year, but you're also connected to so many events. If you want to share any of that on air for today.
Right, yes. Yeah, that's about... You're talking about the physical, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I hope that next time when I'm yeah, I can have a chance to let people actually see my face, because people are always very surprised, like, yeah, my age and my look, you know, my skin still looks so young, and that's the secret. Because, you know, I have been in the industry for very long. I used to be invited to, like, medium, into programs, even, like, showing on TV, on different events, and always high-risk cameras. So I always put heavy makeup on, and every time after I have my makeup off, I feel my skin start getting even worse and worse. So on 2019, I feel like I'm really struggling with my skin condition. So it's the year I met this amazing product. It's the Dr. Secret. It's Singapore brand. And I got this from my family member. My family's in Hong Kong when I got back to China. And so I start using, and I just love it. So by the time New Zealand market doesn't have Dr. Secret, they're already in Australia, UK, US. So I write to headquarters Singapore. I talk to them. I want to have this product in New Zealand. I know this will help so many people. We are all looking for a right solution. So that was November 2019. I went to Singapore. And then December 2019, the New Zealand market opened. Yeah. So that's how I bring this product into New Zealand. And then during this year, we have so many people get transformed, you know, wherever their skin problem is. So they get confident. Because I have my modeling school, the finishing school, I used to teach how to become, you know, look more elegant and how to become more confident. But I found skin is really a constant. We all know that if our skin have problems, we start to feel not confident. Even we have makeup putting on, but we still feel, you know, don't want to too close to people. Yeah. However, with this amazing product, we have so many, like, even models that go international, because if they go international on the backstage, if their skin is not good enough, you know, when they're talking into the makeup team, they can feel a difference. You know, we have, next time I can maybe invite, yes, the supermodels, they have this kind of experience, because we have a team and they used to didn't have good skin and always have to cover. Yeah. And then once they use Dr. Secret and get transformed, like going overseas for pageant final, international, and they're going for, you know, Paris, London, like Fashion Week, they have those good compliments, and they are so looking so more confident on the stage. You can see from the eyes, from the face. So I think it's really a secret, not just for good skin. It's also to bring out the confidence inside out. It aims to make everyone can have foundation-free, green, healthy skin.
Yeah, I think that's super amazing. I feel like, you know, in regards to how we see community as well and how we see beauty, it always complements each other. And that's one of the reasons why I love supporting your work, Emma, is because you don't only support what's happening on the exterior of our beauty and faces and beings, but you're always wanting to make sure we feel good and we're happy on the inside as well. And speaking of your products, for those that are tuning in, I had the blessing, and it was just so fun, of going to witness Emma in action at her event last year. And she literally came with a bare face in front of everyone, literally. And I just love this. She took all her makeup off.
Yes.
And she showed us the product that's keeping her skin looking mighty amazing. And there's no filter. That's the other thing. You know, sometimes we keep our makeup on for the best pictures, as we do. But she stripped everything off her face and literally showed us what this product's about. And, you know, I have to say and add as well, Emma, the Korean beauty scene is popping off all around the world. And I just have to say, is there like a secret? What's the secret in the product, Emma?
it's prong extra in their high technology, so that's why they can go deep there about skin, so that they can really transform, you know, make the transformation as possible. Because at the beginning we introduced this to local clinics, they rejected because they say a skincare won't do anything efforts like that. However, later on they come to us because they can see results from their clients. They feel they need to come to know this new technology. Otherwise, you know, they will lose their clients. So I think it's really great. Like, because we know technology is there, but we need to catch up. We need to catch up. Otherwise, we get lost.
100%, and like we can't filter that. And I just want to give so much love to the sister Marie. She's tuning in right now to our radio show. Shout out to everyone, jump on online right now. Reset with me. She has no filter. She's just the real deal, just like you, Emma. And I love what this is all about. This is really looking after our women and looking after not just our women, but all genders, you know, all sexes, female, male. For us to really feel good about ourselves from the inside and out. And speaking of the right product to really make you look good and feel good. And on that note, for everyone that's tuning in as well, and you've just tuned in, we are speaking with Emma Huang, who is speaking more about the model casting that's happening on the 29th of March, which is this coming Sunday. I want to speak more about that and keep repeating that, because this is not just a casting where you see it's for a community show. This is for a global international spotlight on a career change for you as well. For those models that are continuously doing shows here in New Zealand and Aotearoa or Australasia, and you're wanting to find your feet in the international market when it comes to modeling, I think this is a great opportunity for you to take hold. And I love, Emma, that you are not just filtering to just agencies. Like, you're not going to, oh, I just want this specific type of model to be on the runway. You've opened it up to everyone and the public to come through and have an opportunity to showcase themselves. And that is that some of the values that you carry, Emma? Is it's not just for a particular size, for a particular height, for you're wanting to emphasize this for all different types of shapes and sizes to take the opportunity?
Yes. Like, we always think everyone that has their own beauty, and we want to bring out the inner beauty. So, like, to be confident, to show the real you, to show your confidence, and that's how we can see once people realize they are deserved to be shine, and we can see a life changing. So, and I also want to share a little bit a story, because we just host global Mrs. Grace Global in China, and it's also like we invite overseas, like invite Trisha from New Zealand, we invite another this Australia count winner, and Jenny from Australia as well. So like have been going into China, Luo Yang, a very culturally related city, and to experience that. And in the future, we want this to happen more. So it's for this casting, it's not just for this New Zealand final. It's also for future. So welcome, any models that who want to be stand out, who want to get the opportunity to have able to in the future to be shared on international stage, welcome to join us.
I love that, Emma. And for those that are tuning in, we've got a few more minutes left with Emma before we wrap up for the day. And I wanted to emphasize on some of the things that happen here in Aotearoa when it comes to the modeling and the pageant scene, especially when you're not connected. So sometimes you need to be connected to an agency or connected to people who are in the industry to get opportunities. But Emma is breaking the rules and she's doing things her own way. This is why I love badass women who just take charge. She's coming through and opening up the casting, breaking the door and opening up this global international opportunity for many to come through. Take the chance. And, you know, this is another thing. Like, you don't know what's on the other side of the door if you don't try. And for yourself to get connected to people that are actually in the industry, doing the work, doing the mahi, and staying connected. So if that's you and this sounds like you, take the opportunity, come through. The address is 13 Arwen Place, East Tamaki. You have to wear all black. The details are right here. Boom, right in the middle, smack in the middle, for you to come through and really take this opportunity and make it your own. Emma, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show today. Before we wrap up today, would you like to say any acknowledgements, any last bit of words that you'd like to share?
I want to say thank you so much, Anastina, and to have a chance to be on this show and to be able to, you know, in this way, talking to you, to share the information. And I want to say, like, it's not a very nice weather out there. However, like, I can feel, you know, like, your love, like, you're sharing this, you are helping people, and we have a chance to be connected. It's the same, like, if without you, I won't be able to connect it, you know, to this audience, connect to people, you know, and never see each other. And it's also my passion, like, I stay here, and I want to be the one, like, to connect it, New Zealand fashion industry, like, to overseas. And so let's work together.
I love it. We are definitely working together, my sister, and we're still connected. That is the amazing Emma Huang. She has just got a heart of gold. Humble. She defines humble and humility, and she just brings so much heart and love to this industry that is so rare. I have to say that it's so rare to have women like yourself, Emma, who still think about, you know, the little people in the industry and also our community as a whole. So for you to get more details about this, you want to jump on Instagram right now or Facebook, type out Emma Huang, you will see a poster and a video that has got all the details for this specific casting. You can also find the details on my Be About It Show radio page, but also on the Miss Africa New Zealand page and also our community pages that has been shared, and also the New Zealand Modeling Network page, where you will see a poster and a video that is shared. So for those that are out there, make sure you stay connected, have a beautiful time, and stay loving. One love to you all. Coming up next, we have got some details that are sharing in regards to the 275 day that's happening in April. Make sure you come down and show some love for that. But also, if you aren't aware, we have got a local community page that has a lot of the things that we share around the Mangere East community, but also South Auckland as a whole and Aotearoa as a whole. So if you aren't aware, on the community and local government, the annual plan consultation, Auckland Council's proposed annual plan for 2026-2027 is open for consultation. There is the Sunfield development, the local board funding, and also road safety issues. For those that aren't aware, stay connected. And also Polyfest 2026. OMG, we're going to be having a highlight on that, because I was a part of the Polyfest 2026 Cook Island stage. I got to head down to some stages. I went to visit the Samoan stage, the diversity stage, the Tongan stage, and also the Niue stage. I managed to get around in the short amount of time that I did, but that will be shared more on my Instagram stories if you check out the updates. But so much love to all the 1,000 students, 1,000 plus students. It's the largest Polynesian festival in the whole entire world, and just super proud to see a lot of our rangatahi, our mapu, coming together to really celebrate in unity what we do here, and pretty much celebrate the values that we share here at Planet FM, which is coming together as one and just having a blast. So if you want to know more about that, jump on my Be About It Show Instagram page and you can see the highlights. Oh my gosh, I'm still recovering from that, but it was super super fun. And for those that are tuning in as well, you can click on the link for Emma Huang's story via our Planet FM website. You just type in the Be About It show and you will see that on there. I've got a couple of shout outs to make. I'd like to make a huge shout out to the woman from Kelly Sisters who have been just empowering so many of our sisters all over Aotearoa, but also our beautiful sisters that come to Hula Fit as well. Just always bringing our people together to just enjoy themselves and